How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Yeah, so the doctor said that they don't normally see them on people, but... He said it was normal for birds, and that it most likely, like, you know, I just use the cream and it'll go away in a couple of weeks.
Huh. So a worm in your butthole, and that is organic, or you put that there?
I don't remember. So that's my whole thing, because, you know, I haven't left my house in fucking weeks.
Yeah.
The worm's there, and I have the
cream.
Sorry,
I'm back from the bathroom. What did I miss?
Oh, we were talking about
guy stuff.
Yeah,
locker
sports,
room talk. Yeah.
Don't
worry about it.
We were talking about different, like, the funniest sized dog, you know,
because
stuff like that.
I have a worm in my ear. Am I an organic apple? I was in the bathroom, and I was, like, washing my, and I was like, oh, my God, I have a worm.
Oh, my God. Aaron, when I dropped off that box of your stuff, did you quarantine it properly? I said, leave 3 days before you touch it.
Oh, shit. No, I didn't. I couldn't.
Okay, well, you got what I got.
It was my stuff.
Wait, you dropped off a box.
I love stuff.
You dropped off a box of her stuff. Does that mean you guys broke up?
No, I'm sorry.
No,
I dropped off a box of stovetop stuffing for Aaron. Gluten-free.
Ask me if I ate it all in one sitting.
No,
oh, you should never. You should not eat that sitting.
Yes.
You can't adjust it sitting. You have to be standing when you eat that stovetop.
You have to be on a light jog if you eat
stuffing. You have to be on a recumbent bicycle.
Guys, you know what I was thinking about this week?
No.
So, no.
When we went into quarantine, the week that we started quarantining was Sean's birthday. And I had a surprise party planned for him. It was pirate wizard theme. Nobody tell him. I might still use it.
He won't
and,
listen.
I had to cancel it. And it was really, really sad. And I was like, man, sucks to suck. You're missing your birthday. And now it's November. And I'm missing my birthday. Luckily, I have two friends who are going to get tested, and they're going to come stay the weekend at my house. As a nice
and you're welcome, Aaron.
Not you.
And I talked about it. We decided
you
to
guys
do it.
Will bring worms. You bring worms into my home. Different kinds of worms. That's the only gift you've ever given me is various worms.
Hey, all you said was that I had to get tested. I've never not tested positive for worms, so I don't know what you want. You're squeezing blood out of a stone.
Adel, you had your birthday in quarantine. It's amazing that we wouldn't have been able to anticipate in March that it would last through June. Now I am. JPC, you certainly will. So I was like thinking about all these birthday things.
I think I'll be fine.
Yeah. In a couple weeks, in like 2 weeks, you think it's all going to blow over?
I think I'll be okay.
That really made me laugh. That
I've seen
fun.
A lot of people in restaurants, and I've looked at the numbers, and they're worse than they've ever been. So I think I'll be
everyone,
fine.
Everyone, wait. The cure was under our nose the whole time. It's just 2 pounds of hummus.
It's just listening to the cure. And I was like thinking about birthdays, and I was like, wait, I completely forgot. I went to a socially distanced garage sale. I didn't actually do it for the sake of the show, I promise. And I found another one of Ethel's Greatest Parties Ever records.
Okay,
and I was like,
Aaron,
oh my God, I already have one of these. Of course it has to be mine.
At a different, you should not be going to garage sales. And what did you whisper into the microphone?
I didn't actually go.
Because if you whisper stuff into the microphone, I can't hear it.
We can't hear you. We can't
hear whispers. The microphone is what keeps all my secrets. Casey, grounded. People are wrapping up. Come get it.
Aaron, you found another of Ethel's records at a different garage sale? This doesn't make sense. I'm not on board with this premise.
So remember Ethel's Greatest Party Ever?
Oh, it's so fun. I love that record.
I don't
know
if you ended up listening to it, but I found a record of a 1930s dinner party. And I was like, holy shit, this is another one. And I was like, wait a minute. This has a birthday cake on it. And it's audio of Ethel's birthday party.
Huh. Oh, okay. So this is like a series that this woman did.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know if there's going to be any more of these. I just know a couple people messaged me and requested.
What do you say?
Okay, we don't know.
My secret, Mike.
I know that we don't know, but the producers did say that we have to do four.
Four. Okay, so
at least contractually obligated, yeah.
Wait, and this is Ethel Mermaid? We can't hear any of what anyone's saying.
Yeah, no one can hear anything if it's whispering, yeah.
So this is Ethel Mermaid. I don't know if you remember. She is Ethel Merman's cousin. She's a real hoot and a half. She is a butler named Burgundy that's clearly in love with her.
Sure.
And she had two guests. I think it was like Frank Hamburger and let's see, what is his name?
Clark Tandem Bike
were there.
That's
they
it,
might
yeah.
not be at this party. I haven't listened to it yet.
Well, they probably don't remember the voices they did, so that's probably why they're not at the party.
Well, definitely not. But if you were a good host of a show, you would re-listen to all the episodes every single week.
Hmm. We could do that. I think literally, technically, you could get it all done in a week.
Aaron, you didn't say that into the mic, and that was hurtful.
I dare someone to listen to every Hey Riddle Riddle and Patreon episode in a week.
No, don't do that.
I don't think it's literally not possible, right?
It's like drinking a whole gallon of milk, you'll die.
It's like 200 hours, right? At least. No, more, because there's bonus. Yeah, I don't know that anyone should do that.
Okay, never mind.
But you can do it at double speed, so you could probably technically do it.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Okay. Yeah, you do it. Okay, so we should probably just play it.
Yeah, I mean, sure. And so, and we can kind of just fuck off and get out of here.
Yeah,
this
we can hang out and listen.
We'll just
you two can fuck off.
Direct the phonograph into the microphone, and then just drop the name.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to sit here and listen to a recording of this that Aaron's playing over Zoom over this microphone. Gotcha.
Great.
Okay.
All right, testing, 1, 2, pardon me, boys, is at the Chattanooga, choo-choo, drag 29, a bit of lippy, doo-doo-ba-dee, but I will use to give me a shine, a skilly-bee, 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 skilly-bee-bee-bow, scatty-scatty-scatty, doo-ba-doo-ba-daddy,
happy birthday,
Burgundy,
doos.
Burgundy, thank goodness you're here.
Yes, ma'am, I heard you scatting from the other room, and of course, you know I can't let you scat alone.
Well, Burgundy, that's not why I'm thankful you're here. I was wondering, could you go to the bathroom for me, Burgundy? I'm too tired to go.
You want me to relieve myself in your stead?
Yes, please. I have to pee something awful, but I just am too tired to go in there. I'm just too excited. So can you pee for me, Burgundy? Thank you so much.
M'lady, anything you require. I'll be right back. Can I ask, is it a big one?
I have to pee like a racehorse, and by racehorse, I mean racing dog. And by racing dog, I mean dog fights that I have in my basement. They move fast, and I gotta pee fast. Go ahead, Burgundy.
I'll be unpacking that for days.
All right, I'm talking into the microphone. As you know, November 10th is my birthday. Ethel Mermaid was born on the 10th of November, a great day to be born. Ellen Pompeo was born that day. I'm a Scorpio, but I'm not a scorpion. It's sort of my thing. Anyhoozle, I'm expecting multiple guests, so everybody sort of maybe jot down all the voices you're planning on doing. I hope people have more than one voice. Adel, in your case, maybe three. Maybe four. They're not jotting anything down. They feel very confident. All right. Let's see. I have lots of fun games planned. Mostly some that I found in a book that is, I'm not going to make the same mistake twice. It's called Party Fun. It's a new book from the 1930s that later Laser will find and bring to me at the I.O. Theater. So thank you, Laser, for the book Party Fun, wholesome games from around the world, and a couple parlor games I found on the internet. All right. Burgundy, how was the pee?
Going fine, m'lady.
Oh, it's still going. Uh-oh, Burgundy. Burgundy, when you're done, will you bring me my giggle juice?
Yes, of course, m'lady.
All right, here we go. And I'm going to put on my dress. Burgundy, come zip my dress.
Yes, I'm still peeing, ma'am. Sorry for the shower.
You're a real crumb. All right, here we go. Burgundy, as always, please announce and name the guests as they come in. I can't do everything around here, can I, Burgundy?
Yes, of course. Introducing, please step into the foyer, sir.
Hey-o, take my coat, my good man. Welcome, welcome.
Introducing, m'lady, famed child actor, Rambunctious Daniels.
Everybody just calls me Remy D, but that's my name, Rambunctious Daniels.
Ooh. Oh, man. man, rambunctious Daniels, you're a hot mama sweet patootie.
Fresh off the hit film Little Idiots.
Yeah, fresh off. Maybe that was about 15 years ago. I'm a little older and a little more washed up now. Ethel Mermaid, you old so-and-so. This castle looks like a casa, and I love every minute of it. I hope there's salsa.
Rambunctious, I love the way you rhyme. I hope it continues the whole time. Oops, I did one myself.
Very well, good,
get the giggle juice off the shelf.
Very good, m'lady. Now I'll get baby. I'll get baby.
Hold Burgundy?
On, yeah, give me a second, Burgundy, with the missus. Hey, mm-hmm. Rhyming's my thing, okay?
Me?
Ethel, rhyming's my thing.
All right, well, then why did it come so easily to me for the first time in Hey Riddle Riddle history?
I don't fucking know, okay? You want me to have a good time at this party? You better stick to your thing. I'll stick to my thing, okay?
Fine.
Okay! Oh. Everybody's having a good time. Oh.
Here's your giggle juice, m'lady. And, sir, for you, a virgin daiquiri.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. Now, can you please point me in the direction of a place where I can powder my nose, face, and hands?
This way to the powder room. And apologies for the trail of piss.
Hey, mi casa like home. When in Rome. Let's get over there.
Wait, do you want to go to the powder room or the cocaine room? Because those are two different wings of the house.
Hey, well, you can send me to the Red Bull room because I want those wings, baby.
That didn't very answer good, my question. Sir. Take him to the cocaine room, all right? Oh, the coat room, then the cocaine room. Here we go.
And then the Buffalo Wild room.
Wings, beer, wings. Room.
M'lady, your second guest has arrived. May I introduce him, please?
Yes, thank you, Burgundy.
Introducing, for the first time in this manse, in some time, nigh on 10 years, famed aviator whose children were all kidnapped. For you today, m'lady, we have Zing Williams.
Hello. It's so good to be out of the house.
I'm just writing this down. Zing Williams and Rambunctious Matthews?
Remy Daniels. I'm in the cocaine
Daniels.
Room.
All right. That's
Ethel,
what I mean.
It's so good to see you after all these years. Happy birthday to you.
Hi, Zing. Zing, Zing. You're a hot mama potato. How are you, my guy? Mwah, mwah.
I'm not great. I don't know if you know, but 10 or so years ago, my children were kidnapped while I was off flying around the world. And never really got over
that. Still thinking about those kids?
Yeah, every day. Every moment of every day.
It's the 1930s. Children don't matter.
Well, don't say that in front of... Oh, what? Don't you have famed child movie star Rambunctious Daniels here?
Yes, but he's a grown-up now. Do you know that Rambunctious Daniels and I did a film together in 1925?
What was the name of the film?
Rambunctious, tell him about the film we did.
Huh? Oh, the film that we... Well, that was back in 1925. That film was called A Falcon for a Magician's Friend. Of course, played the titular magician's friend.
And I played... The Falcon.
The Falcon, whose name was Lancelot.
I did a whole 45-minute musical interlude ballet in the middle of that movie. Can I tell you something that happened?
I
had sparklers on my head, and I dove sideways into a swimming pool.
Oh, this is painful. My children's names...
You know,
names...
movies.
What's that, Zing?
What were your children's names, Zing?
My children's names were Interlude Ballet... Sparklers and dive.
Oh, unfortunate kids. Zing, I'll tell you what, I didn't know. I don't remember a goddamn moment of that musical movie. I know that I got paid $500, which is worth like $1 million now.
Now is 1930, 1925.
Now is 1930.
Yes, just to be clear, now is 1930.
Yeah,
and I was drunk
as a
skunk. I was drunk as a skunk and a Christmas drunk the entire time, and it was one of the best moments of my life.
Speaking of getting Christmas drunk, I haven't drank since my last party several months ago. My tolerance is low, and I've had 4 giggle juices. Keep them coming, Burgundy.
Giggle juices?
Ethel Mermaid, you throw the best parties on this side of the old Mississippi, and I can't wait to get some of your delicious, devious, and delightful party games.
Oh, I love the games. Zing, by the way, I met... your nemesis and maybe best friend or lover, I'm not sure, Amelia Earhart the other day.
Oh, that Amelia. I rue the day that I ever met her, fell in love, and had four kids that were eventually stolen while I was off flying around the world.
Where are you going, Ding?
Oh, sorry. Let me put my arms down and stop making...
You're knocking shit off the walls, my man. Paintings and portraits and photograph machines, it's all coming off the walls.
This is how I work through my grief. Zoom. Zoom. Zoom.
When I want to work through my grief, I lie through my teeth. And that's why I said that I was 15 years old when I was only 8. But they still let me join the army. It was research for a role. And that movie's name was Army Man Blows Up the Sand.
Which side were you on? Were you German, French, or American, English? What were you in World War One?
I was on the side that makes money because that whole project was nothing but a check to me.
How much did you make on that?
Czechoslovakian. I was a Czechoslovakian. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh. All right. Burgundy, keep the booze and...
snacks, milady.
Yes,
snacks.
All that coming. Because we're about to get into our first game.
Oh, yes, milady. And I know your requirements are for me to be nowhere in the room when the game begins.
I don't know. I want to make it maybe a little tricky for you. Also, I think we have one more guest played by Adel coming in.
Yes, I meant to tell you, milady, we do have someone scratching at the door. Please, if you all will give your attention to the foyer, we have a famed guest today.
Oh, another famed guest.
And he's definitely someone who talks.
Yes, we have famous singing dog, Mustard Butt.
Woof, 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 Mustard Butt, come on in.
Oh, look at you. Oh. Look at you, old so-and-so.
Oh, woof, woof, to you, woof, woof, to me. Happy birthday, Ethel. What a party.
Treat, give me treat, give me treat, give me treat, give me treat.
Here's your treat, Mustard Butt. Mustard Butt and I did an opera. We did, Here We Go, Romeo, in 1918 together.
We sang,
and now he's on the cabaret circuit doing all sorts of, he does patter comedy with his wife.
That's right, and I also used to do some amount of tap dancing, but every time I did a heel, I would sit down.
Heel toe. Mustard Butt, I think I speak for everyone when I say I can't wait for you, Zing Williams, and Burgundy to get into a 5-minute conversation later.
Oh, that'll be great. Yes, that'll be fun. That'll be grand. Everybody get off your feet and stand.
And Mustard Butt, I think I speak for everyone when I say I still have all my baby teeth.
Oh, that's
great
to know.
Wait, just because you're a child actor, you still have all your baby teeth? You're old now, shouldn't they?
I'm an old man now, but they want you to stay young for as long as they can, so they keep those baby teeth in. Every time one popped out, they shoved that guy right back in.
I have all my baby teeth, but none of my testicles.
It's 1930, so the Tooth Fairy now is on every drug you can imagine and sipping out of gin with a feather in her hair. I'm drunk on giggle juice. Let's do this.
And the Tooth Fairy, it's 1930, so they're a millionaire now, all those times and nickels.
Milady, I'm sorry to interrupt if there was a game beginning. Yes?
No, I'm sorry. This is really going to bother me. Do you think the Tooth Fairy takes money? You mean she's in a lot of debt. She's leaving dimes and nickels. She's millions of dollars in debt.
I'm sorry. I don't know. How do you think capitalism works? They take that coin in exchange for a commodity, teeth. Then the Tooth Fairy sells that commodity on the free market to make a profit. She ain't doing it for fucking free. She ain't some Joe, Jack, and Sally giving soup on the bread line. She's in it for money.
Burgundy, is this true? I know you dated the Tooth Fairy. She was your childhood sweetheart.
Yes, that's correct. But I woke up one morning and not a chomper in me gums, so he speaketh the truth. Oops, my falsies fell out. Let me slam them back down my throat.
Oh, Burgundy,
I'm sorry.
And those
are made of lead.
Those are made of lead. Milady, sorry to interrupt. Surely I'll die in days. Sorry to interrupt the game time if I did. Good boy, heal.
Maybe it's the giggle juice talking, but the idea of the Tooth Fairy breaking up with someone and taking all their teeth has really, really hit me.
She took everything. So, and also, I couldn't get a night's sleep because she kept lifting up my pillow. Milady, introducing a guest quite unexpected, and I fear that you may not even want them here, but I have to introduce them all the same.
Oh, another guest. How do you feel about that, Zing?
yep.
He's in control of
it. You're the aviator?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you sound like great. Kermit the Frog.
That sounds great.
Let's just go over it one more time for Adel. Burgundy, butler voice. Mustard butt, talking dog, Zing Williams, Kermit the Frog. Are we
okay? Yes, but who's Adel?
Doesn't matter. You're a doll. Maybe another drink, Burgundy, and announce this guest.
Yes, of course. Doing both at the same time, a little bit of lemon. Please, welcome to the party, some simple syrup. Your esteemed guest and twin sister to the birthday girl. Please, welcome some tonic and some lime. Please, welcome Granite Mermaid, Ethel's twin.
Well, hello. Well, there you are.
I guess happy birthdays are in order.
Yes, to me first, because I'm 1 second older.
Younger. Yeah, I mean, you're gonna... What? Are you a second older or younger? Because
I was born first. I'm okay. Older.
That means you're gonna die before me, bitch.
Ooh, gasp.
I just made up that word.
Bark, gasp. Ooh,
I was going to play the twin.
Let me guess. Well, we weren't about to let that happen. Let me guess, Ethel. That would be way too hard. It would make it that difficult. Let me guess, Ethel. You've been telling everyone that you're, 26? She's 35.
bark, gasp.
Know.
Oh, no.
I'm 27.
Yeah, it checks out.
I look amazing for 35. Could a 35-year-old do this?
Whoa, she just ate all those wieners.
I don't know. Could a 27-year-old do this?
Wow, she's clapping above the punch bowl.
Oh, I don't know. Could a 35-year-old do this?
She's writing in cursive.
Could a 27-year-old do this? I don't know. She's just standing there.
All right, fine, to the game. If you insist on being here.
Well, I do, so I will.
But just so you know, when they sing happy birthday, it's going to be to me. What's your name, Gertrude?
Milady, her name is Granite Mermaid.
Granite, you know what,
Granite Mermaid.
I forgot your name because I'm hitting the giggle juice a little too hard. Here's our first game. It's going to make next to no sense, but this isn't a main feed episode, so I owe you nothing.
Milady, can I please stay for the games? Just one, milady, since I did.
Oh, Burgundy, stay the whole time. I can't wait for you to bounce between three people. Here we go.
Well, wait, you can stay the whole time when you're not making me with these delicious drinks. Burgundy, what do you call this thing?
That's called a virgin.
I just wanted to know what I would be throwing in your eyes. Yuck! This tastes like piss!
Sorry, sir. It was mostly piss.
Well, I'll have another.
A round for the whole table, thank you. Here we go. First, this one's called Cause for Pause Questions.
Bark, this is right in my wheelhouse.
Cause for Pause Questions?
Yes, I think I think we played this the last time, just a little bit of it, but I'm going to go over it again and we're going to pretend we didn't play it. Are we ready?
It'll be all brand new to me. I'm a brand new character.
Exactly.
I'm as ready as someone who lost all their kids could ever be.
All right, this is a lightning round, so everyone needs to answer quickly, and you better decide what character you're going to answer in. Here we go. How big is a postage stamp, regular issue?
What's this game?
You have to guess how big something is in the exact measurements.
Oh, okay, I know this game. This is small, medium, or large. I'm Remy Daniels, and I know this game all too well. I'm going to say medium.
No, you have to do the exact measurements.
I'm going to say the stamp, a U.S. postage stamp is probably 1/30 of a missing kid tall.
Huh. Okay, Remy Daniels here again. I'm just going to keep saying my name. It's my cue to get back into my character. I would say that a postage stamp is roughly 5 baby teeth long by 5 baby teeth tall.
You're close. It's 1 inch by 3/4 inch. Is this fun? Next, what is the circumference of a doorknob?
Milady, if I may, I've opened so many doors in my life that I could tell you the circumference of a doorknob in my sleep.
All right, well, everybody sing Burgundy a lullaby so he can tell us the answer in his sleep.
Yes, I can't be awake. Please put me to sleep.
Okay. I can sing Burgundy.
We'll all sing at the same. No, no. I think we should all sing our songs at the exact same time. That would be very soothing.
Okay. Well, it's time for bed.
You're a Belly color that smile.
Everybody goes.
Seems to me.
You're a reminds color that me of childhood
on the memories.
Like a willow.
But everything
was
red.
As fresh
you're
as the bright blue sky.
I'm just going to knock them out.
All right. Good night, Burgundy. All right, Burgundy, in your sleep, answer this question. What is the circumference of a doorknob?
The circumference of a doorknob is 1/2 the length times the width of the doorknob.
He doesn't know. All right.
My sister
can depends on the size of the doorknob because
it's 7 1/4 inches.
Fuck that.
My sister could certainly tell you she's seen more than a fair share of knobs up close.
Dude, what the fuck? That's your sister.
Wordplay? I can
do
wordplay.
Yes, but I don't like her. Established we're enemies.
Take it from me. You should hold your family dear. Every day, tell them you love them. Never let a moment slip by where you aren't cherishing their every breath and word they say to you.
I gotta tell you, Zing, it sounds like you're gonna tell me why there are so many songs about rainbows.
Why are there so many kids that got taken?
Uh-oh, and all right.
And Zing, as soon as you said take it from me, I nabbed your wallet. I don't know if I should have done that, so I want to give that right back to you. I did take $20 out, which is worth like $1 million now.
Speaking of money.
Yes?
What is the circumference of a dime? And a dime is all the money now.
Circumference of a dime.
Fun fact, I bought my house for a dime, and all the furnishings cost 2 nickels.
Hey, if we're talking about dimes, then I gotta say, your sister Granite is $1 $10 bill.
You take that back. You're my party guest.
Hey, is she single?
Yeah, she's singly, handedly ruining my life.
Ooh, okay.
I'm moving slow tonight. It's after 10.
Old Remy Daniels likes a challenge. Hey, would you put in a good word for me?
Fine. Hey, Granite?
No, hold on. A good word, like gesticulate or...
I got this. Hey, Granite.
What do you want?
Sassafras.
Ooh,
and that's
who said
from
that?
Remy.
That man over there?
Yeah, sassafras.
What's
what about
his
this?
Deal?
Melancholy. Cantaloupe. Do you like L's?
I love L's. Ooh, intriguing. I'll have to think on this.
All right. Burgundy, wake up.
Yes, m'lady. Sorry for sleeping on the job.
Burgundy, I have to poop, but I'm much too busy with my friend. Can you go do it for me?
Yes, I'll try and eke something out for you, m'lady.
That sounds great. I'll have one as well.
Two poops it is.
A poop for me, too. I just had a Trader Joe's burrito on the way over.
Yes, and why don't you give a shave for me?
Yes, shave and a 2 poops. Right back.
Wait, hold on. Yes. What about you, Mustard Butt? Anything for you?
Oh, could you lick your own genitals? Yes, of course, the young little master. Good boy.
There's a lot to unpack here, but I guess the first thing I gotta say is who eats a burrito they got at a grocery store, had to heat up? Who takes that to go? That's insane.
I have him heated up for me at the store.
That's insane.
I have a stock boy hold that in his hands and rub it as fast as he can. When he's done, I say, that's a hot burrito, and I eat the whole thing in front of him. He says, ma'am, you're making me very uncomfortable.
You're a real nuisance, did you know that? It really is hitting me just now that Adel maybe just said one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. Anyways, who's Adel?
M'lady, sorry, I was on the way to the restroom for 2 poops and licking my genitals and a shave, but someone knocked at the door and I had to answer the door. Please, if I may direct your attention to the foyer.
What's this?
Please, welcome to the party, famed architect, actress, trapeze artist, and breakdancer, Giddy Up Fulcrum.
I'm here.
Oh, thank God you said something, Giddy Up. Welcome to my party. I was about to say yee-haw.
Oh, I'm so
really
sorry.
Give up.
I'm not Giddy Up. I'm Giddy Up's valet, and I just announced Giddy Up. I'm here is what Giddy Up would say. Here she is, Giddy Up.
Hey, everyone. Bang, bang, bang. Yeehaw. It's me, Giddy Up Fulcrum. Giddy up. What are we getting up to? What are we giddying up to? Give me some giggle juice. Who's this butler? Get out of my fucking tits.
For the sake of my friend, you're at the wrong house.
What? No, I'm here to stay. Me and my valet are here to valstay. Valerie?
Yes?
Stay something.
Ooh, I'll say something. Giddy up. You have another cup. Here's some giggle juice for you, my dear.
Okay, and hey, butler boy, go get my horse too, because he talks and he's going to be fun.
I'd love to see another friend.
That's right, little doggy. Get that horse in here. Ooh, he's going to ride in. He's going to be on two legs on a little balance ball, and he's going to be rolling his way in here. Yeehaw! Here he is right now. Please welcome my horse, Silver Dollar.
Oh, it's nice to be here.
Wait, that's just his valet. That's Giddy Up's valet.
I'm Silver Dollar's valet.
Well, that's what I mean. Oh my God, how is it that the person's name Giddy Up and the horse is named Silver Dollar?
Like the pancakes. Like them. I love them.
Well, happy birthday to you, Ethel. I better take off, but...
No, you said you're going to stay. Now, okay. Maybe you can answer this.
Wait,
what is this? Hold on.
I'm Silver Dollar's valet. Ladies and gentlemen, dogs and widowers, let me introduce you to the horse with the morse, Silver Dollar.
Thank you for having me. I am Silver Dollar, the horse with the morst. Please, happy birthday to you, Ethel, before I forget. Happy birthday to you.
Silver Dollar, I gotta tell you right out of the gate, Remy Daniels is gonna be really mad at you if you continue to rhyme. That's sort of his thing.
Then I'll pump the brakes, as it were. But before I do, we need to introduce the valet's valet. Valerie, please introduce your valet.
I would like to introduce my valet, the wonderful Cupcake Head.
Kill me.
We gotta get back to the game. Everyone, just come in the house.
Hold on, it's me, Valerie the valet. It looks like Mustard Butt has had a heart attack.
Mustard Butt. Is there a doctor here? I can't even keep track.
M'lady, there's been a murder.
Well, he's a dog, so...
Oh, yes.
I'm a doctor. I'm Silver Dollar's valet, but I'm a horse doctor, a veterinarian.
Wait, are you a doctor of horses or are you a horse at the doctor?
I'm sorry, I have a doctorate in horses, but it's like how someone has a doctorate in, like, history. I'm not a medical doctor.
I'm sorry to ask this. You have a doctorate in horses. Do you have a secretariat in anything?
Well, this party just got fun. I'm still here. I'm Granite.
Oh, m'lady, I think I know what happened, and I blame myself. I'll never be able to forgive myself. But you see, m'lady, the canapes had chocolate in them, and Mustard Butt had about 10.
All right, well, Burgundy, don't beat yourself up too much. You already beat yourself up today. Fun fact, everyone, I sometimes forget to pay Burgundy. Isn't it funny, Burgundy? Anywhoozle, put Mustard Butt on the chaise lounge. I mean, we'll deal with that later. Someone tell me how big a fucking dime is.
A dime is roughly about half
2 1/4 inches. Next one. How long is a broom handle?
Are we talking about once it's left the butt or before it goes in the butt?
Both.
I've never seen it both ways.
Yes, I've never seen it both ways. How long is a broom handle? Well, depends on the size of the witch. Zing!
In inches, how long do you think it is?
Oh, inches, I'm sorry.
71 inches.
I'd say 85 inches.
28
My
inches.
Guess would be 46 inches.
It's 28.
I was going to guess 28.
No, you weren't.
Well, I wasn't.
Speaking of 28 inches, Silver Dollar, please, can I offer you a tapestry to protect your modesty?
Oh, that's me.
Oh, is everyone forgetting what characters they're playing? Oh, fuck.
Not everyone.
Nay, I'm good. Thank you.
Oh.
Adel, are you mad at me?
All right, dear sister, what's next? What's the next game?
All right,
game
we're
that
almost
we'll
done with this game. We have two more questions for this game.
Oh, okay.
M'lady, this seems less like a game and more of just measurements.
It's in this party games book, so it must be a game. Here we go. Whose picture is on the current $1 bill? $5 bill? $10 bill? Whose picture is on there?
Well, I would know who's on the 20, but somebody stole a 20 out of my wallet.
Let me just take a look. Let me take a little gander. Ooh, look at this goose. It would be building.
Oh.
Looks like some sort of building's on this one. Hold on, it's double-sided. Oh, that's that. I know that good-looking fella anywhere. That's George Washington.
All right, who's on the 5?
Sorry to interrupt. Speaking of buildings, we do have a guest at the door.
Oh, my God.
Famed architect, playboy, and hunter.
Wasn't someone already an architect?
You're right. Let me please ask this gentleman to leave.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll go.
No, wait.
Oh,
damn it.
Oh, damn it.
Yes, damn it.
Yes, damn it.
What have I done? All right, are you ready for the next game?
Did we answer all the dollar bills?
I would also like to say Lincoln and, who knows, maybe Jefferson as well, dear sister.
You're wrong. John Quincy Adams is on all 4 bills. 3 bills. What did I say? Giggle juice, please, right into the veins.
Yes, right away, madam. Let me tie you off and inject...
All right, for this next game, we're going to need a volunteer. Who wants to volunteer?
Well, I'll volunteer.
Are you
Silver Dollar's valet
who has his doctorate in horses?
And I've never said my name before, but it's Pancakes.
All right, Pancakes. Pancakes, step on up here to my fireplace, which is sort of a stage for all of us. Oh, I forgot you are also a horse. All right.
Yes, I'm a horse. That's why I talk like this.
Silver Dollar, this game is called Just a Minute.
Are you talking to Silver Dollar or me, Pancakes?
Fuck, Pancakes.
And I'm sorry if no one noticed, but there's been another tragedy. Silver Dollar is dead.
Okay, that's actually for the best.
There's been another tragedy. Somebody fucked these pancakes.
Oh.
The horse doctor or the
valet?
Pancakes?
I'll tell you what, it wasn't me.
Oh my God. All right. Well, Pancakes, clop on up here, please.
All right.
All right. And this game is called Just a Minute. And I need just a minute to describe it. Hoot doo 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 doo. Hoot doo 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 pow. Hit the let da dee doo doo. Ethel does a game. All right. Ethel Mermaid's going to tell you about Just a Minute. You have 1 minute. We're going to time it on our big grandfather clock. Not an iPhone.
Okay.
Not an iPhone. All right, and you have just a minute, and you have to say everything you know about the topic that I give you, all right? Are you ready? I'm ready as I'll ever be. Your topic, Pancakes, is...
Yeah, is Pancakes?
Nope. Cows. Oh, ready? Cows. 1 minute, go.
These motherfuckers. Ancient enemies of my people. The cows, they stand there docile in their fields, never moving, chewing the cud and the grass. The horses are enemies of the cows, and if we ever see them, we are honor-bound to do battle with them. And so I draw my horse blade and stab into the cow.
You have 30 more seconds.
How could that be?
Sorry to interrupt the game. M'lady, we do have another guest to arrive. I've actually carried him in here because he cannot move on his own accord. Please welcome to the party, Miss Mermaid. Please welcome all esteemed guests. We have for you today horny marionette puppet Poopsie.
Okay, this has got to be me. Hello, I'm Poopsie. Yo-yo, da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-da. Here we go. I'm feeling inspired. My name is Poopsie the Marionette. I'm scary. Hang me in your room from the ceiling. From the ceiling.
And if I'm not mistaken, you're also horny.
Yes, try to work that
in. What's my name again?
Poopsie.
It's Poopsie. You're a horny marionette.
You're horny.
My name is Poopsie, horny marionette. It's my name, but it also describes me well. Ooh, my die. All right. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's my best friend, Poopsie, the horny marionette. Come on in, Poopsie. All right. And yes, and it's going to be kind of hard to hug. I don't want to get you tangled.
And Poopsie, I would say please don't sing because that's kind of Mustard Butt's thing. But actually, Mustard Butt is no longer with us.
Well, I was just taking a closer look at Mustard Butt. I actually cut Mustard Butt open because I found a zipper on Mustard Butt's stomach. Mustard Butt wasn't one dead dog. It's three alive bunny rabbits, and they've kind of got like a Yakko, Wacko, and Dot thing going on. Here they are.
Hello.
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 Alright, throw those bunnies into the fire. I don't think we need to hear from them again.
Ah, what a world!
Alright. So, just because Poopsie came here, we would love, we traveled the world together performing. Would you like to see one of our duets?
I certainly would.
Oh, I'd love nothing more.
Yes, let's see it.
I'd love one thing more, but we know what that is. But go ahead with your act.
All right, here we go. All right, and... Hey, Poopsie? Yeah, Ethel? Do you want to do a song? Yeah, I do. Do you want to do it now? Of course I do. Here we go. Here's the song. What's the difference between a puppet and a marionette? What's the difference
strings
between a puppet and...
Sorry. I thought this was more
Zing.
Games.
Zing.
I thought we were playing more games. The difference between a puppet and marionettes is strings.
Is it also maybe country of origin?
Is it?
Is this a guessing game?
Should we guess the circumference of
Zing,
a puppet?
Zing, this song. This song won a Nobel Peace Prize, so I tell you to hold your tongue.
I'm fearful that ever since I lost my four children, I'm not the social giant I used to be. I fear I've stepped in it again. Oh, Zing.
I feel like this song should have won a Nobel Peace of Crap.
Nice.
You're just jealous, Granite. I remembered your name. I have it all written down.
Oh, bully for you. If you remember everyone's name, what's my name?
Remy Daniels? Remy Daniels?
No, I'm someone's valet.
Valerie?
No, I'm Valerie's valet.
You're Giddy Up.
Wait, am I Giddy Up? I think I'm someone's valet.
Wait, if you remember names...
Giddy Up is Valerie's valet.
If you remember names, what are the names of my four missing children?
Sparklers, Diving, Headpiece, and Movie I was in.
You got two of them, right?
All right.
Do you know where they are?
Missing.
I walked right into that.
You sure did, old boy. You sure did.
I'm going to take my leave.
No,
goodbye.
No, with the pod. No, no. The party's just getting started. Don't
Zing.
Go. Don't go.
I'd love to play another one of these party games. Who's next? Who's next?
You need to be in a plane to fly away, Zing.
Oh,
you're knocking shit all off the wall.
All right, who would like to do Just a Minute next? Who's up to do Just a Minute?
Why don't you pick a name? Someone's name that you know.
All right, let's see. I'm not even sure which one of you is going to be, but let's hear from Remy Daniels. What was your thing? Oh, child actor. Yes, of course.
All baby teeth.
Oh, all baby teeth. Yes, of course.
And a child actor, yes.
You have 1 minute on the clock.
Okay.
And your topic is old people. And go.
Old people, which nowadays would be people who are dead for in the future. That's old people. Old people. Boy, oh boy. Now,
you have 50
I never
seconds.
Liked, I never liked working with old people as a child actor, of course. I would do my best to keep my cards close to my vest, and I would never work with an elderly person. Didn't trust them because they stole all of my money, and by money I mean nickels, and by nickels I mean like $1 million.
Sorry to interrupt, but we do have a new guest. You said something about the future. Well, please welcome famed architect and time traveler, Future Steve.
He's coming down the stairs. Everybody stares.
How did you get to the upstairs in my house?
I was there in the future. It's Future Steve.
Oh, checks out.
Finish everybody.
Finish your song.
I'm the song's done. I'm Future
Strings.
Steve. There's one thing that I'm here to tell you. It's a message from the future.
Oh.
And my message is this party is gonna fucking rock.
We're new.
Wait,
yeah, Future Steve.
Anyone can say that. Prove to us you're from the future. If you're from the future, what stocks and bonds should I invest in?
You should invest in napkins and...
James Bond. I was thinking about investing in James Bond. Those books.
Who?
Those books that guy's going to write in 10
Ian
years?
Ian Fleming?
Yeah, in 10 years.
Produced by Alfred Broccoli?
Those ideas by Ian Fleming that will be put to paper?
Yeah, should I invest in those?
Yes, and Stockard Channing. She's going to be in Greece. She's going to be an adult woman who plays a child.
Is she going to be in the West Wing?
In the future?
Oh, yeah.
In the future, they name stockyards?
Anyway, I'm Future Steve, and I got to go back to the future.
Wait, does anyone ever find my kids?
Who are your kids? What are their names?
Oh.
Yeah, fuck you, buddy. Back to the future for me. Nobody finds your kids.
One was ballet.
All right, we're going to play a quick game of drum roll, please. Anyone here play drums?
Clomp, clomp.
Yes, yes.
Clomp,
m'lady.
Clomp, clomp,
clomp. Oh, it's you, Burgundy. Who knew you had any skills? Here we go. Truth or dare?
Drum roll.
Truth or dare?
All right, who would like to go first?
I'll
go. You can ask anyone a truth or anyone a dare. All right, go ahead.
This one is for... this is for pancake.
That's me.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
I truthed you to punch yourself in the neck.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to move my legs at that angle. I've never touched my neck before.
Well, that's then you better take a dare if you can't do the truth.
The truth seems like a dare. It's about punching my neck.
Uh-huh.
I'll take a dare.
Okay, I dare you to tell us your worst nightmare.
Well, my worst nightmare is I'm standing out in a field, and my butt is covered in flies, and I go to swing my tail around to get the flies off of it, but I knock over Steve Buscemi's drink. And he couldn't be nicer about it. He's an absolute gentleman. I feel like such a piece of dirt.
Was anyone listening, or was everyone really excited that Burgundy brought in another tray of giggle juice?
Yay, giggle juice.
Here, giggle juice for everyone, and some virgins.
All right, I'm Ethel. I'll go next, all right? Here we go. Poopsie, the horny marionette. What's your truth or dare? Well, I don't know. I guess I'll say truth. All right, Poopsie, what is your biggest secret? All right, well, let's see. I'm Poopsie the Horny Marionette, and my biggest secret is it's my heart's desire and biggest wish that I could be a regular puppet for a day so I could have a hand up my ass. No one puts their hand up my butt, not ever, not once.
What a
because
that
you're
is
a
the only time there's silence?
We didn't know where this was going to go.
We're all waiting, Poopsie, because you have to ask someone else truth or dare.
All right, let's see.
M'lady, I fear that I was also cause for pause because I have a new guest to introduce. If I may direct your attention to the foyer, introducing a piano with three heads sewn onto it.
Hello.
Hello.
Kill me.
Burgundy, throw that into the fire.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm Poopsie the Horny Marionette. I guess my question is for Burgundy. Can you
do that?
For me?
A question.
The help
yes, Burgundy. Burgundy, truth or dare?
I guess I'd have to do truth.
Burgundy, truth.
Yes.
Who do you like?
Who? Oh, well... If I'm being honest to myself, I like all of you, everyone in this room, including the bunnies burning in the embers, still screaming. But if you ask me, 'twere a different question, and you asked me, who do I love? Well, that's a horse of a different...
Oh, well, it's almost midnight, and my party's almost over. You know what that means? It's time to sing happy birthday, but I love the attention, so I'm going to sing it to me. It's Ethel's greatest birthday ever. Here we go.
Burgundy, you blew it.
Happy birthday to you. This is going to be 20 minutes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Aaron, I can't. Aaron, I'm going to take the needle off the record. Aaron, I'm taking the needle off the record.
Why?
Because it just, I couldn't, there weren't enough characters.
That was my favorite episode ever. Did you hear what's the difference between a puppet and a marionette? And then he yelled strings. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, wait, Aaron, what do you mean by episode?
I couldn't keep heads or tails of that. Like, I just didn't think that there was enough characters to really soak.
There were enough characters. It was too easy to keep track of everything.
Rambunctious Daniel, yeah. Zing Williams, Mustard Bud, Granite, Giddy Up, Valerie, Silver Dollar, Poopsie, the horny marionette, the piano with three heads sewn on, the bunny that was inside Mustard Bud. Did that for you? Three bunnies.
Did you even mention Burgundy? That poor guy.
Burgundy, the future guy who came down from the stairs, the architect who didn't
future
get to go to the
Steve.
Party. Yeah.
Yeah, future Steve. I don't know, Aaron. I mean, I love this. I love this record. And I hope that you find more of them.
You know, I'm going to put it back on.
Happy birthday to...
Fuck it, m'lady. I say fuck it. I love you, Ethel Mermaid.
Sorry, I had something over my ears. What'd you say?
I said, here's some more giggle juice, m'lady.
Happy birthday!
See, guys, I think that was great. And I think that there was enough character. Do you think there wasn't enough?
How much did you pay for that, Aaron, at the garage sale?
I don't want to say. You're going to make
huge.
Fun of me.
No, that's huge.
You guys
how
already think I'm
pay?
Irresponsible with money, and I'm like a little self-conscious about it.
No, please, no judgment. How much did you pay?
Yeah, if you paid anything more than they gave you $20 for it, then you got robbed.
Now, Adol, that's not, come on, Aaron, how much did you pay?
$9,000.
$9,000? And nowadays, money that's like $1 million.
Wait, where's Steve at? Hey, Steve.
Adol, what are you thinking? Do you think that Steve from the record is here in the room? What are you, a fucking moron?
Yeah, I'm dumb.
Happy birthday, everybody. You had a birthday during quarantine or is going to. That's everyone. Bye. Okay, so that's my favorite episode of all time. And I can't believe it happened. This
Do you
is the
think
last
Steve from the record is here now?
For a long time. Wow, that is... Guys, that is truly my favorite episode we've ever done.
I assumed in the future his name is just Steve.
Dude, that was Clue Crew. So now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adol Refai or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said. And F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.